This is Protect What Matters with Barry Fisher and Susan Blaze, giving you the advice and information on protecting what matters the most in today's world. Phone lines open, 238-5775, 238-KPRL.
Good afternoon. I'm Barry Fisher.
And I'm Susan Blaze.
Blaze and Bear welcomes you to Protecting What Matters, the broadcast that helps you become better shoppers and buyers of services and products to protect various aspects of your life and property. Today's show features Chris DeColibus of We Do Windows and We Do Roofs, and he's going to be talking about and helping us with the importance of winterizing our homes. And I have to say, with the chill in the air and the rain on the way, Susan, it's really feeling like it's time to winterize your home. Again, call in with questions or comments, 205-238-5775. Just briefly, a couple of items before we introduce Chris. November is long-term care insurance planning month, and we're going to be talking about a bunch of that topic quite a bit in November, and we're going to have some really great guests. But one of the things that we get quite often through our internet is, you know, things we subscribe to is safety tips for older adults and best ways to make sure that our elderly people in our families and our lives don't hurt themselves and during the winter. And we found a great article, and I know Susan wanted to share some of that with you real quickly.
Yeah, as you're probably aware, slips and falls are one of the biggest dangers for all of us once we reach our senior years. And in the fall, leaves are beautiful. I love autumn leaves, being from New England myself, but they can become very, very slippery. And so it's really important that we make sure for the elders in our lives that we clear away all the leaves from the walkways and steps and even in the yard, because if a pile of leaves on the lawn, for example, could hide a hole or a gap and someone could twist an ankle or fall because of that. So it's really important to keep the leaves off of any of the walkways. And it's a good time of year to check the smoke alarms and carbon monoxide detectors in their homes and replace their batteries when necessary, and to make sure that they're dressing properly for the weather, that they're wearing enough warm layers and hats and gloves and so on as the weather requires.
You know, the one item that really jumped out at me, Susan, was the seasonal depression aspect,
right,
for seniors, and really keeping an eye on that.
Right. And it's making sure that they're eating enough, eating well. They have some vitamin D, and those full spectrum light bulbs can really help, putting those in their homes where they sit, you know, in their favorite chair or whatever.
Absolutely.
That really can help with that seasonal depression. And the other thing is really, again, about fall prevention. Make sure they have good solid shoes with non-slip soles. Make sure there are handrails and grab bars where there need to be, and check their home to make sure there's no slippery area rugs they're likely to trip on or fall over. Make sure all the areas where they walk are very safe and secure and nailed down.
Great. So if you'd like a copy of this article, we can shoot it to you. Just send us an email to info@blazeandbear.com, and we'll be happy to get you that information. So now to our featured guest for today, Chris DeColibus. You know, he started his working many, many years ago, 25 or 30 years ago, managing a furniture store. But after he got bored with that, that was about 22 years ago, Chris discovered his inner entrepreneurial spirit and decided to open not only one business, but two businesses, We Do Windows and We Do Roofing, Inc. Chris has a team of 12 service technicians, and they do about 3,000 homes per year. He's been married to his wife, Monica, for 37 years, and they have four sons that live in Paso Robles. Chris speaks fluent Spanish and has a black belt in karate. I'm not exactly sure how that ties in with the business, Chris, but I may not want to know. Anyway, Chris, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Barry. Good afternoon, Susan.
Good afternoon.
So, Chris, give us the short version of how did you get into the home maintenance business?
Well, I had a friend of mine who had a window washing business. And we were kind of comparing notes, and I wanted to leave the furniture business because retail was taking up a lot of my time in the evenings and on weekends, and with four sons, I decided I needed a change. He invited me up to Sonora, he showed me what he was doing, and I brought that back to the Central Coast and opened up our business 22 years ago.
That's great. What a great story.
And why did you choose the name We Do Windows? We Do Roofs.
because, you know, maid services always say, yeah, we clean the house, but we don't do the windows. And I thought that it would be a fun little play on words that we, yes, our company, we do windows. And I didn't want it to be a big complicated name. My last name's very hard to pronounce. So I thought, hey, let's just go with We Do Windows. And then when I opened up the roofing company, I thought, well, let's not change anything. We'll just roll it into We Do Roofing.
So what do you mean when you say you're weatherizing or winterizing your home? And why is it so important?
Yeah, it's very important, Barry, for many reasons. But the most important is energy efficiency. And year after year, find that folks that do not winterize, for example, checking their roofs, checking their gutters, or doing some of the major checks on their roof, they overlook it. And so their energy costs are very high. The roofing costs to replace a roof or to repair a roof on simple, minor things that could have been caught a few years ago and just some caulking or some mastic or a few replaced tiles turns into a catastrophic problem. So winterizing your home and taking time to have it checked and go through a list methodically that we do, which we do, and to make sure your home is prepared. Now, we don't have harsh winters here on the Central Coast, but that's one of the reasons why a lot of people don't winterize their home, is that it's overlooked. Oh, it's sunny, it's pretty, it's happy. But when it rains, we get flooded literally with phone calls of people needing service over minor things, Barry, that could have been done a few years earlier or even this season.
But it could also be sun damage. It could also be dry rot and things like that, not just moisture damage, correct?
Yep. We had a call just even, if you remember, a couple of weeks ago in October, I think it was the end of September, we had a lady call us. Her gutter had overflowed, and water was going inside of her garage, and it was causing major damage. And that was just due to something minor as her gutter being clogged. Mm.
So what things are at the top of the list that you check for weatherizing a home?
The number one thing that we check, Susan, is just what I was saying, the rain gutters. The rain gutters are the number one problem when it comes to waterproof and making your home watertight. And it's a simple thing to do. When we clean out the gutters, we get up on the roof. We're licensed roofing contractors. We clean out the valleys of the roof. We clean out the gutters. If you have gutter screens, we clean off the screens. We take the screens off. We flush the gutters. And then more importantly, we clean out the downspouts. Because a lot of times gardeners will clean out the gutters for you, but they don't know how to take a snake and actually clean the downspout so that the water, when it rains, it comes off the roof, the slope of the roof, into the gutter, down the downspout, and away from the home. And that's the magic. You got to get the water away from the home. And something as simple as a clogged gutter can cause water to run into the home. It rots out your fascia boards, and it causes a myriad of problems that can, it's just as simple as having your gutters cleaned up.
It's really amazing. You know, the old saying about a stitch in time saves nine, it seems like it's really important on your home.
Yeah, absolutely.
It is. And then also, aesthetically, it looks nice when, you know, folks are coming over to your home for the holidays. The roof is clear and clean, and it looks great. But most importantly is the functioning of those rain gutters. Commercial buildings, I do, you know, just scores of commercial buildings, and sometimes someone will throw a beer bottle up on the roof or a tennis shoe or something, and then all of a sudden they've got large amounts of water on a commercial roof, all due to the fact that there's a simple gutter clogged. And it's an easy thing for us to do. All of my men are trained. I'm a licensed contractor. All of my men know how to walk on tile roofs and asphalt shingle roofs, so we're not damaging anything. You know, this can be a big do-it-yourself home project, which is fine if you're able to do it.
But we're coming into a break, Chris. But when we return, we'd like to know what's the most overlooked areas in preparing your house for the winter. So stand by for a couple minutes, folks, and we'll be right back. Thanks.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. The Supreme Court has rejected Republican Senator Lindsey Graham's efforts to avoid testifying before a Georgia grand jury investigating whether then-President Trump and others illegally tried to influence the 2020 election in the state. Graham has argued he is shielded from the questioning by the speech and debate clause in the Constitution. With just a week to go before the midterm elections, Republican chances of taking control appear to be rising, while control of the Senate is still up in the air.
Fox News power rankings suggest Republicans are winning on the biggest issues of this cycle, the economy and crime, and that translates into a decisive House majority with a total of 236 seats, a third major issue in the GOP favor, the border crisis.
Fox's Mike Emanuel. Senate races in Arizona, Pennsylvania, Georgia, and Nevada are still toss-ups. America's listening to Fox News.
Your home is your haven, and the perfect window treatments will give your home the beauty, warmth, and style you've been looking for. Look no further than Knight's Carpets and Interiors. Rebate savings are happening now through December 5th. What's on your window covering wish list? You'll find it at Knight's. Knight's Carpets and Interiors, 3320 Ramada Drive, Paso Robles. For more information, visit knightscarpets.com.
Welcome back to Protecting What Matters. We're here with Chris DeColibus talking about energy savings and winterizing your home. Real quickly, Chris, what's the most important or the most overlooked areas in preparing your house for the winter?
You know, Barry, we do about 3,000 homes a year, and it's amazing to me every winter when I go into a home and I see that the weather stripping is rotten or missing. Or it's not properly installed, and large, you know, drafts of cold air are coming into the home, and all of that expensive heat for heating our home and the energy costs is just flowing right out the window or the door or the garage door. Mm-hmm. And so adding the right weather stripping is just one of the most commonly looked overlooked areas. Also having all of the windows closed. Some homes have rooms that haven't been into all summer, and the window's still open, and we come in to check the weather stripping, and the window's open. And they're wondering why their heating costs are literally through the roof, and because they're going out the back window, that spare room that wasn't used all summer.
Well, and so
closing the windows, having the right weather stripping, and then making sure that gaps and cracks are caulked. And that can make the home much more energy efficient, up to about 25%, which is really a wonderful way to save money if on your energy costs if things are properly sealed and caulked and secure, so that when we do get the rain and the wind, our homes are warmer.
Well, those are great. That's a significant savings. And real quickly, speaking about your energy going through the roof is a huge issue. Also for homeowners, correct?
It is. And most homeowners, Barry, are not on their roof. It's a dangerous place to be, and they don't really have any reason to get up on the roof, except for maybe hanging Christmas lights or cleaning gutters. That's the only time. And when we go up on the roof to clean out the gutters, we can find a missing tile or a missing shingle or a vent that has been blowing off during the wind. And those are easy things for us to do on an annual basis to make sure that your roof is waterproof and watertight. Some homes, especially on the cement tile roofs or a clay tile roof, no one's been on the roof for a decade. And so a tile that was cracked or broken now slipped down. Water's going through. There's moldy tar paper. Some of the plywood is rotted out. And you've got a huge expense in fixing, you know, with workers' comp insurance, one of the highest categories is roofing. Very expensive.
I bet. And so I'm not going up there.
We could talk about that all afternoon. But but getting back to the roofs, making sure that simple things like cracked tiles are replaced, the vents are secure, that if there are any superficial cracks in the air vents or the roof jack, those are secure, to make sure that the flashing is nailed down properly. These areas, Barry, are so easy for us to fix when they're small, and the cost for fixing them is nominal.
That makes a lot of sense. You know, we have some solar tubes and skylights in our house, and we had one that leaked terribly at one point. Buckets of water were literally coming down into the hallway. Is that something that you see problems with a lot, or is that part of your inspection that you'll check the skylights and solar tubes to make sure they're sealed too?
Yeah, 100%, Susan, because with the cold and the extreme heat, what was it, 113 or 112 a couple of months ago, with that extreme swing in temperature that we have here on the coast, that the polypropylene coating or caulking that's put around the skylight, it expands and contracts, and it will rot and break and or blow away in the wind. And so we do check that. It's a courtesy check. We don't charge for it. But often we find that the solar and the solar tubes and the skylights are missing caulking. It's a simple fix. Just a tube of caulking. What is it, $12 for a tube? We charge like $10 to put it on. It's real simple. And it prevents a leak that can cause, like you just said, Susan, buckets of water coming down in the hallway.
So wasn't there a Beatles song, Polypropylene Pam or something, back in the 1960s? I think there was. Anyway, go ahead, Susan. I digress.
So in addition to these things you've already mentioned, what other things can we do to help reduce our heating costs, considering the skyrocketing price of energy this year?
Yeah, and that's a big issue, is the water heaters. They're often overlooked. Some are outside the home. Some are in a closet off the side of the home. Some are actually in the garage, but they're not insulated. And this figure of 25% of savings on your heating bills that I mentioned to you earlier, Barry, that comes directly from the water heater. As much as 25% it takes to extra energy to heat that water heater that doesn't simply have a $12 blanket on it that you could purchase at the Home Depot. We bring them with us, and if you want us to install one, we can install one for you. And it's just something simple that can be put on the water heater that can save a tremendous amount of money.
That's really amazing. Yeah. You know, those simple things. But that's what professionals know that we wouldn't think about in a day-to-day life.
So what about the HVAC systems as well? You know, you're heating and air. I mean, I know that, you know, we have a maintenance contract with the guys who do our HVAC system.
Right.
And they do cleaning. Yeah, they come out twice a year.
Having those winterized, very important. There's swamp coolers that need the proper covering and tarps over them so that water and wind don't blow through them. Vacation homes that are not being used during the winter months, you want to make sure that you have the proper tarps and things around those. And then also having the thermostat checked on a home that isn't being lived in. And these types of things that can really help reduce the cost. Simple things that can reduce the cost of energizing, of heating your home.
Great. We have a couple of ceiling fans, and they seem to make life a little more comfortable. Do they make any difference in the actual energy usage?
Yeah, that's a huge issue. It's something that's overlooked, but we love our fans. I do on a very hot summer day. I have the fan. I'm sitting in my recliner just relaxing, and I just, it's nice. Feels good, especially when it's hot. And it's an overlooked thing that in the winter, there's a little switch on the housing of the ceiling fan. And if you turn it up, it will make the blades turn up and turn the blades in the opposite direction to where the air is being pulled up to the ceiling. And so that takes the hot air that rises as we're heating our home to the ceiling, and it pushes it back down into the room. And it reduces how much energy you need to heat the house.
Hmm.
So in the summer months, we love the fan because it pushes down the air and cools and circulates the room. In the winter, if you just hit that switch, there's a little black switch on the housing of most ceiling fans. It will turn the blades in a different direction, forcing the air up, and it brings that hot air that's sitting up near the ceiling back down into the room. So
that's really amazing.
Much.
I love these little helpful hints. These are great. So if someone wanted to do a weatherization check on their home, what would that look like? What would it include?
You know, I didn't announce this to you or Barry, but for your listeners and for today only, we will go out to their home at no expense. And we will do, we normally charge at $99 to $185 for an inspection. But for your listeners today, we'll come out to their home gratis, free, and we'll do a full inspection, and we'll let them know what items need to be done and to address. We can give them a quote for that, or we can point them to other professionals that can help them.
Okay, great.
That's really
awesome.
Great.
That's awesome.
A freebie. You didn't know I was.
I didn't know you were going to do that. That's nice. You know, I'm on the Nextdoor app. Mostly I'm on there because I'm helping people find their lost dogs. But there's a lot of complaints frequently. I see them where people hired someone to do work on their property, and then the work either wasn't finished, it wasn't done right, or there's a problem with it and the person won't come back and make it right. What do homeowners need to look for and know about when they're hiring a contractor?
And that's the key word, Susan, is a contractor. And I'm a licensed roofing contractor. We've been in business 22 years. And you want a licensed guy that can come in and take care of these issues. And normally, they're the creme of the creme. They're the top of the heap because they maintain their licensing and their insurance, and they can come into your home and do a professional job. A lot of the social media outlets like Craigslist or Nextdoor do not vet the person that's coming to your home. I know Angie's List and Home Advisor does because I'm a member of them, of those organizations. But you want to make sure that you contact the state licensing board to make sure that the license is active and paid up and all of that. So it takes a few minutes. You can do a search on the internet, either Yelp or even the company's Facebook page, and you can see whether you're hiring someone who is a true professional, experienced and licensed, and can come into your home and take care of whatever your needs you have.
Right, that makes sense.
So, you know, Chris, we have about 2.5 minutes left before the break, and one of the questions I did want to ask you, circling back to HVAC systems. I remember in the past, and maybe this still happens and maybe it doesn't, but I remember having in the furnace in the house, you know, the gas-fired furnace, a crack in, I guess, the firebox or something like that.
Yes.
And that's, of course, not only an energy waster, that's a very big danger. Is that something that you're able to identify when you do your inspections?
Yeah, actually, we do take a look at it, but we would refer you to an HVAC representative.
If there was
so
a problem.
We can identify those, Barry, and then, like I said earlier, we would refer to a professional that's licensed in our area that can help you with that. Yes.
And you know, interrupted you.
No, go ahead.
One thing that I didn't know or think about that you do also, we just happened to mention that earlier this morning, is that you also do work on solar panels, right? What do you do for those?
Yeah, with the solar panels springing up all over our county, it's a wonderful thing because it's reducing energy costs. The solar panels need to be maintained about 2 to 3 times a year, because in the summer months when we don't have any rain, there's a lot of dirt and buildup on the solar panels. And if that's not removed, the energy efficiency, the efficiency of the panel is reduced dramatically. And so you have to have them cleaned to get all the grit and dirt and mud off the solar panels so that the efficiency rating can go back up and you can enjoy your savings. So we clean them. We clean them about twice a year.
All right. So, you know, Chris, in our last 30 seconds, why don't you let everybody know how they can reach you and what your website is and how they can take advantage of your very generous offer of a free weatherization inspection.
Very good. It's a simple phone number, 805-704-8435, and that's 805-704-8435. They could go to our Facebook page, We Do Windows, Inc. I have about 80 videos up on our Facebook page. I had a lady call the other day, and she said, Chris, I watched 80 of your videos.
She's a fan. She's a fan.
I told her, I said, that's called stalking. You can't watch 80 videos.
Chris, don't mean to cut you off, but thank you so much. You've given us
great information today. Thank you.
Listeners, we'll see you on the other side of the break. Stay tuned.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks finishing lower on this first day of trading for November after an unexpectedly strong report on the job market raised concerns that the Fed will need to keep the pressure on inflation with aggressive interest rate increases. Mega cap tech companies were among the laggards today, dragging down the tech-heavy NASDAQ while energy companies gained. Shares of both Marathon Petroleum and Phillips 66 popped as both companies delivered quarterly profits which blew past Wall Street estimates. Amazon stock continued to slide and fell over 5%, bringing the e-commerce giant's market value below $1 trillion for the first time in more than 2 years. The Dow winners, Chevron, Caterpillar, and Goldman Sachs. The Dow decliners, Apple, Microsoft, and United Health Group. The Dow falling 80 points, the NASDAQ down 97, S&P 500 down 16. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Starting to realize your small business is a little overwhelmed by the holiday rush? It's still not too late to get all of your shipping and mailing under control with Stamps.com. Sign up right now, and you'll be printing your own postage in just minutes with discounted USPS and UPS shipping rates. Just go to Stamps.com, click the mic at the top of the page, and use code BUSINESS for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a digital scale. That's Stamps.com, code BUSINESS.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I don't know what to do.
About what?
My wife wants to remodel the kitchen, but we don't have that kind of money.
Want to see what we did? Take a peek at this.
Wow, that looks great. Who did your remodel?
It's not a remodel. I had Espeak Painting paint our cabinets. Now they're like new, and they're my wife's favorite color.
Espeak Painting, huh?
Yeah, they're local, right here in Atascadero. They're easy to deal with, from the estimate all the way to the final brush stroke. And getting a quote was easy. I did it online. It's way cheaper than a remodel.
Then I better take a peek at this Espeak Painting.
Well, you know what they say, happy wife? Happy life.
You got that right.
Take a peek at Espeak Painting and get a beautiful new look for your cabinets without an expensive remodel. Espeak specializes in cabinet painting as well as residential exteriors, interiors, and HOAs. Take a peek at Espeak Painting. Book a quote appointment quickly and easily 24/7 at espeakpainting.com. That's S-P-E-E-K-Painting.com.
Welcome back to Protecting What Matters. This is Blazin' Bear, and the KPRL call-in number is 805-238-5775. That's 238-KPRL. So as we head into the holidays, what would be more fitting than figuring out how to protect yourself from the hazards of holiday family gatherings? So brace for impact. We've got our version of Dr. Laura on the show today, and the Blaze has got some great tips for this area. And please call in if you have some really great stories you want to share. Hopefully they're short, but I mean, some really good short holiday family stories. Because after all, Susan, I mean, this is holiday time, isn't it? Like Norman Rockwell and all sweetness and light when you get together with your family.
Well, we all kind of have, we've been trained to think of it that way, but for lots of us, most of us maybe, the holidays are not exactly like Norman Rockwell paintings, because there's what I call the three P's that the holidays bring together: all kinds of different personalities, various perspectives, and patterns of behavior that may be deep-seated and may have gone on for decades and that are not likely to change. And it can cause us some real stress and discomfort to be together with all those relatives that we haven't seen for a while. In fact, between the expenses of shopping and the stress of shopping, all the financial and family obligations, especially these days with all the inflation and the prices going up, and the travel, 88% of Americans say that holidays are the most stressful time of year for them. And especially people who may have lost loved ones or have loved ones that are ill, it can be a time of real sadness. And so it's not always the sunshine and lollipops. And if we look at it even this year, the last 2 to 3 years that we've had with COVID, there can be even more stress, because there might be more divisions in the family about COVID protocols and who's vaccinated, who's not, about who can visit who and how. And there's just even more thrown into the mix that could make it a little bit stressful and nerve-wracking.
That's a good picture of what's going on when we all get together with the family. So with all that in mind, what can we do to prepare ourselves for these types of events?
Well, there's some real simple steps we can take to prepare ourselves both mentally and emotionally ahead of time. And these can be hugely helpful in making the holidays less stressful, because when we come right down to it, it's all about you. It's all about me. We are the ones who are going to make the holidays what we want them to be. And one of the first ways to do that is to develop our own perspective and maybe step back a little bit and realize that all these people that we've known our whole lives or for decades, and some of them may have irritating habits and ways of behaving on the holidays, they're probably not going to change.
Nobody's ever said that about me.
No, that's true. I know. Well, you're the exception. Yeah. and then another part of that perspective is about understanding that people do what they do for their own reasons. And those reasons are often so deeply buried in their unconscious that they don't even know why they do it. You know, why is that Uncle Milt always, you know, criticizing everybody or putting down the boys in the family or whatever? Well, he has some reason for doing that probably comes from his childhood. But if he's been doing it for 60 years, he's probably not going to change now. And one of the interesting things is that some of these behaviors that people exhibit, even obnoxious ones, like constant criticism or complaining, are often because of deep unacknowledged yearnings that these people have. Every single one of us wants to be appreciated. We want to be loved. We want to be included, feel like we're really part of a tribe. And we want to feel important. But some people never really learned how to make that happen. And so they're kind of bitter or angry, and these things come out in all the wrong ways.
So it's clearly, in my mind, it's everybody else's fault. But that being said, even if that's so, what can we do about it?
Well, I mean, we're in this box too, right? We have our own yearnings that we want to be fulfilled by others. And that's the reason it's helpful to understand this, that there is no such thing as a perfect person, even you, dear. Even me. Unbelievable, huh?
That really hurt.
I know. And there's no such thing as a perfect family, right? If we look at people with the eyes of understanding rather than judgment, we can maintain our own equilibrium and not feel that we have to set them straight. And I'd say that's probably the key takeaway about the holidays, is if we think about maintaining our own equilibrium, no matter what anyone else does, we're going to be miles ahead. And then another really helpful perspective, which was a new one I found in my research for this, but it makes a perfect sense, is that no matter how long you're going to be with your family, whether that's a few days or just a few hours, realize that whatever happens, these people do not define who you are. They don't define your life the way it is now, no matter what your relationships with them may have been in the past. And no matter how that long the gathering lasts or how it turns out, what kind of horror shows may come up, you'll soon return to your own home, your own life, and your own patterns. And hopefully you'll be able to laugh at some of the drama if it came up at some point.
So how can people prepare themselves for the these events and these interactions with family members?
Well, on the same theme of working on ourselves, a really good place to start is that the only thing that we can control is our own behavior. We cannot control anyone else, what they think, what they say, or what they do. So it's about making a quality decision to decide that we're going to create our own little bubble of sanity, of safety, a little love bubble for ourselves, if you will. And from this, we're going to create our own safe space. You know, for a while, everybody's talking about colleges having safe spaces with puppies and all that. Well, we can create our own internal safe space where we can take care of ourselves and be positive or at least neutral in the midst of this group.
Is that kind of like a spa day or something?
Kind of.
It's
an internal spa day.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah.
That'd be a whole new thing for a new business, wouldn't it?
It would.
So what other things could be helpful?
One thing that's really helpful, too, is to become an observer of all the interactions and reactions that come up in the group. It's to really let your curiosity go wild. And just when somebody does something, says something to you, you know, when are you going to get married or whatever, to just look at it and, you know, step back saying, huh, look at that. That's really interesting. I wonder why they're doing that. Give yourself some mental and emotional space so you can respond rather than react if someone does push your buttons, because nobody knows how to push our buttons like our family, right? The people we grew up with. A really simple but powerful way to control ourselves is to take a breath. It's really simple. And count to three before responding. You know, someone says something they know is just going to pull your string. And you just take a breath, take a count to three, and then respond. Instead of just jumping, like, you know, when they press the switch, you go off. This will help you from jumping into the fray like you may have in the past. Because the quickest way to stop a game is by refusing to play. For example, my parents had this way of always, if they got into an argument about something, they would always ask me to be the referee. And after a few years of therapy, let's be honest, I figured out that maybe I didn't want to play that game anymore. So they came to visit me one time and they got into an argument and said, Susan, what do you think? And I said, oh, no, I'm not playing that game anymore. Game was over.
That was like triangulation, isn't it?
Yeah. It was really simple. Mm. Yeah. So that's it.
That happens a lot at the workspace, too.
Oh, absolutely. It happens everywhere.
That's another topic.
Yes,
okay.
It does.
Yeah.
But people are the same. You know, we learn in our families how we respond in all of our situations, whether it's at work or anyplace else. Another really great tool, and this I learned in therapy school, right, is to have a few neutral phrases, because therapists and counselors and coaches of all kinds, we learn neutral phrases so that we can respond to a person without adding anything emotional. And so we'll say something like, oh, that's interesting. I never thought about it that way. Or thank you for your concern, which can really make a big difference.
Expand on that a little bit if you can.
Okay, you're having dinner and you're going, it's been great and you're having fun, and you go to reach for seconds on the mashed potatoes. And Aunt Mabel says, hey, you're going to have seconds? I thought you were worried about your weight. And you can say, yes, I am.
I had an uncle who used to do that to me when I was a kid.
Right.
I told him to mind his own business. That really worked.
But it's one of the neutral phrases, like, thank you for your concern. Yes, I am going to have seconds, and thank you for your concern. Kind of shuts it down. It doesn't get you into, again, that emotional state where you're going to get into an argument about it.
Well, that's probably a good thing. Okay, folks, well, we are coming up on our final segment, and we're going to wrap up how to protect yourself at family gatherings, and then we're going to let you know what's coming up next week. So stand by.
Do you use propane for your home or business? Family-owned and operated Delta Liquid Energy has provided local area residents with dependable and courteous propane sales and service since 1936. Each year, the pre-buy program allows Delta Liquid Energy customers the ability to pre-purchase their expected winter requirements at traditionally discounted pricing. Call Delta Liquid Energy, 805-239-0616, or go to DeltaLiquidEnergy.com.
Garage door jamming? Time to call Hammond.
Hammond Overhead Door Company has known for over 50 years that you have a choice when it comes to garage door services. That's why they utilize only the finest garage door materials and equipment, and their fleet of fully equipped service vehicles are ready to serve your maintenance and repair needs quickly and efficiently. Hammond Overhead Door Company. Call 238-0524 or go to HammondOverheadDoor.com.
Garage door jamming? Time to call Hammond.
This is Evan Luckadoo, the director of golf at Chalk Mountain Golf Course. How would you like three free rounds of golf? One at Morro Bay, one at Dairy Creek, and one at Chalk Mountain Golf Course. Simply buy the 2023 Slow County Golf Cart on sale now for just $125. And as a bonus, you get a free round on your birthday. And all year, you save up to 40% every time you play. Then, there's the $12 rates at 12 p.m. through March of next year. For your 2023 Slow County Golf Card, visit the pro shops at Morro Bay Golf Course, Dairy Creek in San Luis Obispo, or Chalk Mountain in Atascadero. Or you can go online to slocountygolf.com.
You're back with Blazing Bear and Protecting What Matters. And we're going to jump right back into this interesting conversation. So, Susan, I've heard people say they feel like an eight-year-old again. In fact, I think it was 8 years old. I was 8 years old when I told my uncle to bug off. So they feel 8 years old again when they go into their parents' house. What can we do about that? How can we deal with that feeling?
Yeah, it's really powerful because, you know, those first impressions and the patterns we grew up with and the behaviors that we were taught really go very deep. And so especially staying back in the family home, sometimes you might stay in the bedroom you were in as a child. It makes you feel like a child again. So what we can do about it is, first of all, if you are going to stay at the parents' home, know that it's likely to happen and give yourself a pep talk before you go. Just reminding yourself you're not a child anymore. Your parents or other family members have no real power to make you feel bad in the present. And when they give you the expected comment like, you know, wow, you put on a lot of weight, or you look older, or you lost your hair, whatever, smile and say one of those neutral things again, like we just talked about, you know, oh, thank you for your concern. Or just like, you know, change the subject into something neutral.
You shouldn't say something.
Have
like
a happy holiday.
Your hair. You got kind of fat too.
No, I don't think that's the best way to go. No, that's kind of going the other way. We try to stay at least, the point is to stay at least neutral if you can't be positive in the moment.
That? Okay. So if comments or criticisms from family members really do hurt, then what do you do?
Well, a big thing to remember for all of us as adults is that we alone are responsible 100% for our own happiness. And so others can say or do what they will, but it's up to us how we respond and what to make of it. And it's really okay to express our feelings, to say, ouch, or that was a hurtful comment. And if it continues, or if that mood is kind of still there, excuse yourself and just go get busy helping someone or with other people. Just take yourself out of the line of fire if that kind of line of talk is continuing. if someone does say something that's really hurtful to you, it's absolutely fine to say, that wasn't a very nice thing to say. I would like to talk to you about that at another time. Holiday gatherings are not the best time to have deep discussions about these issues and how your relationship's always been and so on and so on. It's better to just try to keep it as light as you can and then try to bring it up at another time when you can have a real conversation about it in private.
Okay. Well, so how else can we set ourselves up for success or at least not have a massive fail at one of these events? I'm sure there are some things we could probably should keep in mind here, right?
There are. And obviously, I know not everyone on this, this listening is saying, they're saying, like, gosh, this is such a dark view. But really, a lot of people do have very serious emotional problems with seeing their family on the holidays. And so, again, it's about us. What can we do? It's determined ahead of time to have self-control, both emotionally and with relaxants like alcohol or even other substances. While the moderate use may be relaxing, it's important not to fall into the trap of having too much to drink, because this is going to loosen your inhibitions and could cause you to say or do things you'll regret later. It's best to be there, be very moderate with your use of alcohol, and maybe have a drink later when you get home and can put your feet up.
I was going to say, that kind of takes the fun out of the holidays, doesn't it?
Moderation.
Okay.
It doesn't mean abstaining.
I got it.
Okay. Some family gatherings are really dramatic and can be really challenging. And in that case, it might be good for you and your immediate family to set a time limit. You might just say, we're going to be there for 3 hours or 4 hours, and you can let your host know when you get there. You know what? We have to leave at 8 p.m. or whatever the time is. That way, you have sort of made a bargain with yourself, and you have set a limit on what you're going to allow to happen and how long you're going to be there. And if you're in that situation where it's somehow really hard for you to stay in your parents' house, do the best you can to stay somewhere else with a sibling or a friend or someone else that is coming by, because that is going to limit your exposure to those patterns that are bugging you.
Or try a hotel.
Well, that too. Yep.
All right. So our final question before we tell everybody what's coming up for next week, all of this is very interesting. And so what are the final steps or tips that you would suggest for people as we head to the holidays?
One thing I found out by accident, I had a really obnoxious boss at one time. He was just on me all the time and criticizing and being mean. And one day I needed his help with something and I asked him to help me, and it changed everything. So sometimes with those obnoxious aunts or uncles or whoever, ask him to help you with something simple. It can be opening a jar, picking something off a tall shelf, or ask their advice on a topic they know about. Sometimes these people are the very ones that are starved for love and affection and being needed, and it'll open doors that you wouldn't be surprised about. And then the other is, expect the best and prepare for the worst. If you put yourself in a great frame of mind and hope for a positive experience, but if it goes the other way, well, you've got your tools of objectivity and self-control, your neutral phrases, and protecting yourself in your own little inner safe space so that you can get through it. And even better, decide that you're going to be a positive person. You're going to bring a positive view into this whole mix. And you can be the peacemaker. You can be the one that brings the positive spirit. And when they are nasty to you, you can be kind to them. You can be generous with what you say and do. And no matter what everybody else does, you're going to feel good about yourself. And then you can have pleasant memories about what you did, no matter what anybody else does.
Yeah. It seems to me that, you really have to manage this stuff, don't you?
You
have to manage yourself.
You can't
manage them.
That's right. It's all about managing yourself and setting up your expectations and being mentally and emotionally prepared.
Well, so it's almost like the expectations of other people, too. I guess you shouldn't really go into this expecting that Uncle Jack is going to be a jerk to you this year, right?
No, just go in. Just expect the best, but if he is, just go, oh, well, that's just Uncle Jack. What are you going to do?
Yeah, old Uncle Jack. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so, Susan, thank you so much. I think that kicks off the holiday season in a great way, and now we're going to roll into, I can't believe the phone lines didn't light up with some personal stories. I'm hoping that maybe next week we'll throw them in. Wow, that was short. So anyway, listen, we've got a great show next week. We're going to be talking about lending and borrowing in today's inflationary environment. Rob Silverubi with Proposal Lending, and then also ways to pay for long-term care, not just insurance, but a various different ideas that you may be able to implement for yourself. So listen, it's been a great show for us, and we hope it was for you too. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you next week.
Take care. Have a great week.
Join us next Tuesday for Protect What Matters with Barry Fisher and Susan Blaze. Send your questions and show topic ideas to Barry at blazeandbear.com. AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 2 o'clock.